AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. One of the most powerful and polarizing vice presidents in U.S. history has died. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84. Cheney's family says the former VP died Monday night from complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. Cheney was a conservative who served as defense secretary under President George H.W. Bush and as VP under Bush's son, President George W. Bush. During a 2015 ceremony to unveil a bust in his honor, Cheney talked about how he wanted to be remembered.
Here was a believer in America, so fortunate in his life experiences, so blessed in his friends, and so grateful all his days to have served as Vice President of the United States of America.
Cheney survived 5 heart attacks and had a heart transplant. In later years, he became a target of President Trump, especially after his daughter Liz Cheney became the leading Republican critic of Trump. Last year, Cheney said he was voting for Democrat Kamala Harris in the presidential election. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The government shutdown is forcing some Head Start centers to close, leaving many working parents scrambling for childcare and shutting some of the nation's neediest children out of preschool. Dozens of centers are missing out on federal grant payments that were due to arrive November 1st. Some have closed indefinitely, while others are staying afloat with emergency funding from local governments and school districts. Meanwhile, the Trump administration says it will partially fund the SNAP food aid program this month. The government shutdown has delayed assistance for millions and has also been blamed for air traffic controller shortages and flight disruptions. And Wall Street pointed toward losses before the opening bell as many of the same tech companies that lifted markets to start the week sold off. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Cardinals snapped a 5-game skid behind 3 total touchdowns from QB Jacoby Brissett in place of injured starter Kyler Murray in a 27-17 win over the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 33 points and hit a fadeaway jumper as time expired to lift the Bucks over the Pacers 117-115. College basketball, number 3 Florida suffered a season-opening upset in a 93-87 loss to number 13 Arizona. Kelvin Sampson became the 17th coach in D1 history to reach 800 wins in number 2 Houston's rout of Lehigh. Women's college hoops, number 7 Duke was upset by number 16 Baylor, and MLB, the Braves promoted bench coach Walt Weiss to manager. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.